Michigan's fall colors are in full glory right now. And more people are discovering a new way to view all of that autumn glory by being right up there at the top of the trees on a zip line. Detroit Free Press travel writer Ellen Krieger looked into this booming business of zip lines and adventure parks in Michigan. And Ellen, I had no idea there were so many places like this around the state.
A lot of people don't know, and I didn't even realize how many of them there were until I started investigating this. These zip lines and adventure parks have been around in Michigan for at least a decade, but most of them were in private camps or team-building exercise, retreats, that type of thing. But there's a lot more now that the public can use.
And I guess there's a sense that maybe, like, I know I went on a zip line with at Spring Hill, at Camp Spring Hill with my daughter when she was small. We did a mother-daughter weekend. So that was, you're right, a private camp. It was a blast. So I guess people are coming out going, I want to do more of this.
Right. And, you know, a lot of these have more than just zip lines. They're called adventure parks. So they have these challenges, like you're wearing a safety harness, but you're climbing trees to these different platforms or going over these swinging bridges. It's almost like an obstacle course type of thing. So it employs zip lines as part of that, but it's also just a little, it's more fun, really. And I think that's what people want. They're bored with just walking through the woods and they want to have some fun.
And who's able to do this?
All right, most of the zip line tours that I looked at, you have to be at least 5 years old, but there's a weight restriction on almost all of them. I think there's 60 or 70 pounds, so most five-year-olds are not going to be able to do that, but maybe they could do a very easy portion of the course. Then there's also an upper weight limit, pretty much around 250, 275, something like that, because of these are safety issues when you get to certain weights. And one of the good tips that one of the guys gave me is don't lie about your weight or your child's weight, because it's a safety issue.
Or medical conditions.
That's right.
So they mean it when they put those restrictions up there. There is a good reason. Now, you describe in your story from Sunday's Free Press a number of really fascinating and exciting sounding adventure parks and zip lines. Give me an example of the coolest fall adventure, zip line adventure that you found.
All right. Well, a lot of them have Halloween-related adventures, and some of them are at night. Some are just glowing. The whole course is glowing. So that's a lot of fun, and you can find out more from that park. But there are a couple of them. The Glacier Valley Eco Zip Tour, that's at the Howell Nature Center just out in Howell, and that just opened in August. It will be open till the end of November. And they have a whole course that you can go on. So if you call the Howell Nature Center, you can find out about that one. The other one around here is the Adventure Park at West Bloomfield, and that just opened this spring, and it runs also through the end of November. That's the one that's more an adventure park. It has 100 platforms, cables, zip lines, that sort of thing. It also has a haunted forest on the weekends this month. So look up the West Bloomfield Adventure Park, and you can find out more about that one. There are other ones around the state, you know, Mount Holiday up in Harrison, Boyne Falls and Boyne Highlands have had them for quite a while. And another big one up north is the Wildwood Rush, and that's in Boyne City. And I think Mount Holiday, the new one that just opened at Mount Holiday in Traverse City, that one is planning to be open all winter. Most of them shut down when the weather gets too snowy or and they'll reopen in the spring.
All right, here's the big question. Did you do a zip line?
I did. You know, I've done them before. I did one in Costa Rica. I haven't done this, although I've seen the one at Boyne, and it looks fun.
Okay. It looks fun. Maybe you and I will go up together and we'll dare ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good idea.
Ellen, thanks for talking with us.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, Cindy.
Ellen Krieger is the travel writer for the Detroit Free Press. Her story from last Sunday's Free Press contains a list of 7 zip tours all through Michigan and leads to even more zip tours. You can find it at freep.com.